tongs. You know what tongs mm-hmm. is? And put the tongs in them eyes, or you can take two sticks and run in there and move your pot.
I see.
So eyes is all I'd know to mm-hmm. call.
Did you, what about something you might use now to cook in?
There's so many people use things on the outside, outdoors. Outdoor mm-hmm. cooking, I guess you know how to cook outdoors, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook outdoors, and I don't know anything about things that people use to cook outdoors.
What do you have here to cook on?
I cook on a gas stove.
What do you?
I use an iron skillet to bake a lot of bread in. And what little bread to bake. I don't break bread mm-hmm. down like I used to. And I use aluminum pots. Mm-hmm. And I have one oven that's made of iron that I with a heavy lid that I make roast and things like that in.
Now when you're talking about this skillet and this oven, do these things have legs on them?
What, in the...
The skillet that you use now, does that have legs on it?
No, sure don't. But it just goes down on the stove.
What about this oven? The oven?
They're not anything have legs on it.
Uh-huh.
That
this,
I have.
This oven that you're talking about that you have now, is that...
It just goes down on the stove.
Uh-huh. But a long time ago.
They had legs. Yeah. Whenever you cooked in the fireplace, they had legs. Always. So you could rake your coals mm-hmm. under them. But now, you know, the stove is hot on the mm-hmm. top.
What about if you wanted to make some tea? What would you heat the water in?
I heat it in the kettle, usually, in a tea kettle, and put my tea over in some kind of a tea pitcher, a teapot, mm-hmm. and pour the hot water to it. And then I drain that water off in something else, and I don't let the water stay on it long. I put boiling water on the same tea and let it go through a heat again and drain mm-hmm. that off.
Mm-hmm. And
some people boil tea, but I don't like tea. The vessel to be a boiler and drop the tea in. Do you ever boil yours?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it like
seems
that.
Like it'd be too strong.
It give it a little bitter taste.
Yeah.
It.
What about, that thing over there that you've got the flowers in, what do you call that?
Flower vase.
Okay. And say if you had something to plant some flowers in so they grow it inside your house.
I call that flower pot.
Okay. What about something when you said...
But now, I want to ask you a question. Now, this little flower was given to me, and it's got a flat container. What do you call, what is the right name for that? And a good many bouquets that have flat containers. I don't know the name. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know. I never really noticed anything like that before.
Well, I just don't know the correct name for them.
Maybe some sort of planter or something. But
it have a name, but I'm sure. But I just that far behind. I don't know. I'm sure my children could tell me if I could think to ask them, because, you know, they go in different places. They live so much different to what I do.
Yeah. Well, that thing is it's kind of funny shape. It's just about an inch or so deep. Say if you set the table, you'd give everyone a plate, and then next to the plate for them to eat what you'd give them a...
Knife, fork, and spoon,
okay.
And a napkin.
Okay. And you say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
Okay. And you say when you've cleared the table and put the food away, the next thing you have to do is